This podcast is brought to you by SEW EuroDrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Friday, April 30th, 2010. From Crema Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tracy Hancock. Making headlines today. Water and Environmental Affairs Minister Buyelwa Zunjika said at the launch of the long-awaited Green Drop report that South Africa would need about 23 billion rand to prevent the country's wastewater treatment works from collapsing. The report assessed 449 treatment plants out of the country's 852 systems. It revealed that 55% of these scored below 50%, while 38% scored between 50% and 89%. Only 7% were classified as excellently managed. However, Zunjika refuted claims that sanitation was in a crisis. The Green Drop program is an incentive-based regulatory approach but is linked to other regulatory initiatives within the Department of Water and Environmental Affairs. It will include drastic measures when continued failures are recorded. Higher Education and Training Minister Blade Nzimande has proposed far-reaching changes to the sector education and training authority system. The proposals include reducing the number of SETAs from 23 to 21, amalgamating several SETAs to secure greater efficiencies, which will result in 6 new SETAs being established, and rectifying the remaining 15 with minor changes. And Zimande said the governance mechanisms for SETAs were also being reviewed and legislative steps would be taken to improve their functioning. Also making headlines, French energy technology company Areva plans to develop a solar power business in South Africa. Rental car sales jumped by 89% as the World Cup draws near. South African mine-protected vehicle company wins another contract in Europe. And power utility Eskom is confident it will be able to meet this year's power demand, but supply will be tight from 2011 to 2012 unless new capacity is brought on stream. That's a roundup of your news-making headlines today.